Young Wing. Young Wing, born at Nanping, Xiangshan County, presently Zhuhai City, in Guangdong Province, studied in Robert Morrison's missionary schools as a boy. In 1847, sponsored by some American and English men then living in Hong Kong, he went to the United States. In 1850, Young Wing passed his exams and was admitted to Yale College. In 1854, he got his bachelor degree with honors. He was the first Chinese ever to have graduated from an American university. Upon graduation from Yale, Young Wing was offered opportunities to stay in the United States, but, urged by his desire to apply what he had learned to the well-being of his motherland, he rejected the offers and returned to China. The stark reality set him worrying about the future of his country and his people. He realized, by the sharp contrast between China and the West, that if China ever hoped to become a powerful and prosperous country, she had to learn from the West. He tried to persuade the Qing Dynasty government to send young Chinese to the United States to study Western science and engineering. With the government's eventual approval, he organized what came to be known as the Chinese Educational Mission, which included 120 young Chinese students, to study in the United States beginning in 1872. The educational mission was disbanded in 1881, and those students abroad were called back. However, many of the students later returned to China, had made significant contributions to China's civil services, engineering, and the sciences. Besides, Young Wing realized that it is necessary to introduce advanced technology from the West to develop China's national industry, communications, and transportation. At that time, Zheng Guofan, busy recruiting people for his westernization drive, issued an invitation to Young Wing. In September 1863, Young Wing went to Anqing and joined Zheng in his campaign. Young Wing suggested to Zheng Guofan that a machinery plant be established and, as his suggestion coincided with Zheng's idea of setting up a modern munitions factory in China, he authorized him with the mission of purchasing machines from abroad. In 1865, Young Wing bought 100 sets of machines from the United States, which constituted the bulk of the equipment for Jiangnan General Manufacturing Bureau. In his later years, Young Wing settled in the United States, but his concern for the fate and future of his motherland was as intense as ever. He extended vigorous moral support to the bourgeois revolution under Dr. Sun Yat-sen. In 1876, Yale University awarded Young Wing an honorary doctorate in law to commend him for his tremendous contribution to the cultural exchange between China and America. A public elementary school in Chinatown in New York City is named after Young Wing.